Hello everyone, and welcome to our little Degenesis podcast project. We'll be playing Harm's Way today, and hopefully all characters will make it out alive, but I'm pretty certain. Now at the table, or the virtual table here, we have five people right now around me. And I think it would be nice to have a short presentation or intro to all the characters, but first maybe to the players. So I'm Tim, aka Klavion, and I will be the game master for today. I'm from Germany and I've been playing Degenesis for quite some years now. I don't know, who'd like to present himself next?
I can do, if you want to. I am Philip, known as Luca on the Discord. I am also from Germany, and normally I am also a GM, so I'm pretty hyped to be a player today.
Okay, so I am Nicolas, I am from Argentina, and here in the Discord I am known as Niseth. I am both player and a GM, and I'm very, very excited to play this little adventure.
So, I'm Bartek from Poland, and here in the Discord I'm known as Estus, also a GM player. Thrilled.
I am Mateo. I'm from Croatia. Today I'll be playing Kiefer, and I've been into the Genesis for about a year and a half now, and I'm glad to finally be a part of a project like this.
Yeah, it seems we're like really widespread, and we have one special guest also today. You will not be playing, but maybe you can say a few words, Eric.
Yes, I'm Eric. I'm calling in from the United States, and I've been playing Degenesis for a couple of years now, and I'm very excited to be part of this, so thank you all.
Now, we'll be playing Harm's Way, which is a short story and adventure by Lime Foley, and kind of serves as an intro piece to new players and to the world of Degenesis. And we have four characters, all with different backgrounds that you will hopefully get to know, and I think each player can maybe give a short summary of their character and what they do and their actual cult and rank is.
Okay, so my character, I am Niseth again. My character will be Mika Stukov, who's going to be, it's just a clanner, just one member of the Stukov clan, and is looking for acceptance into the apocalyptics, into the carrion birds flock.
I'll be playing Kiefer, Mika's brother, also a clanner in the Stukov clan, who is a big fan of the Spitalians and would really, really like to be accepted into their ranks and will do anything to help that and his sister.
Okay. We also have an apocalyptic in the group.
Yeah, so I'll be leading those siblings to service of flock, the current birds. The biggest, most important flock in the whole year. The biggest criminal organization protectorate, possibly this whole post-eschatonic Europe. Myself, I'm a Finch, so an upstart apocalyptic who wishes to earn his place among his kin. And this will be his final test.
Yeah, and then my character is left. I am Etta, a city judge. Who was formerly placed at Born, somewhere in the Protectorate, but recently recalled to Justizien, and we will see how that will play out.
We'll see. It's definitely an interesting group. We have apocalyptics here. We have clanners, basically, but they are trying to switch careers, trying to get into the major cults to actually also achieve some sort of power through their career. So we have also the carrion birds, we have the judges. This is kind of an explosive mix, I think, and we'll see how this plays out. Now, the setup that we're playing with is in Foundry VTT right now. So we are all looking at the intro screen, we are all looking at our characters, and most of the roles and the game will also happen in the Foundry system. Communication right now for our setup is Discord, our sturdy little system, and we see how this turns out.
Yay, let's see.
Now, for the beginning, each of you have been summoned. You all had your contacts and your reasons to work with the carrion birds, some voluntarily, others not. But you've been summoned to the Stukov Quarter early in the morning to meet up with another carrion bird Vesper, you know this person. You know this person by the name of Wicker. And he asked you to come to some sort of safe house in the morning. It's a not so prominent, smaller place in the quarter, not far from the northern wall. And as you make your way through the dark morning streets, you can see that there is a person leaning against the wall. It's him. It's your contact person. On the other hand, you can also see that only four people are gathered around this place in the street. You're looking at each other, and maybe you can give your little description of your characters and how they look like.
Yeah, Etta is a young female city judge, basically 1 meter and 72 centimeters, 1 meter and 72 centimeters high. It's a fairly good looking young woman with dark hair and a short hair cut.
And she knows how to swing her hammer.
Yeah, of course, she's in full judge's clothing, so hammer, coat and hat.
You can see that Wicker is not threatened by the fact that there's actually a judge in full clothing in his street.
So Mika is a kind of a short person. She also has dark hair, but she has it covered under a kind of a cowl. And she comes walking right next to Kiefer.
And Kiefer is tall, 183 centimeters. Very proud looking, and the description best given would be thinking that he's better than everyone. With light hair that he keeps in two braids.
Vesper is tall, young man, a chiseled jaw, short hair, pierced earring, and constant wry smile across his lips as he looks over the group.
And Wicker is just grinning at the group with a broken front tooth and shiny blue eyes. His hair is cleanly combed and oiled back. He has light gray temples, and he seems to be like fiddling around his necklace, trying to get some sort of key. You can see that he accesses the key to some sort of garage, opens the door and just asks you to silently get in, but to hurry. He points up to the peace walk over the city. It seems like there are no judges around right now on the peace walk, but by the look on his face, he is pretty sure that there will be at some point, at some time, be judges coming around to have a quick look. So get in quick. Okay, Vesper. Pretty straightforward. Welcome to safe house number 24. Just would you please take a seat around the table? We'll make this really, really quick. I've been busy the whole night and I just want this to be done, okay?
No worries, boss.
If you say so.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
As you look around, you see that the place is dimly lit. There is some sort of cart in the far back of the garage. There is a donkey eating up some hay. And as I said before, a dimly lit table set up. You all take place around this table. And
this is not sanitary.
No, this is definitely not sanitary. The place is smelly. It looks like Wicker did some sort of work. He's got some his clothes kind of dirtied up. You can see some specks of blood. He looks at the group and lowers his voice a little bit. I'm pretty straightforward. We need something done quick. So, as you see this card in the back, I want you to take this card to Harm, and I want you to meet somebody until sundown. And I really mean it, sundown. That's our contact time, which means that, with about 8 hours of travel time, you will have to move your asses quick, right? It's quite an easy job. Just take the card, take the donkey, bring it to Harm, and ask no questions. Do you get it?
What is in the card?
Ask no questions. Remember?
He puts his face in his palm. Okay, well, I think you will find out soon enough, but I can spoiler you a little bit. It's a corpse.
Wow, really? That's exciting.
Yes, yes, it's exciting, and indeed, it was probably someone who asked too many questions, just like you. Now, you will find a contact person, Harm. Pretty straightforward guy. He works in the pig farms, goes by the name of Elridge. Now, we have set up this time at sundown at the entry gates of Harm, and he will be waiting for you. And yeah, he will be hopefully handing out some sort of identifier for you to come back and get your rewards, whichever these should be. He looks at the group and especially looks at Etta, gives her a little wink. Now, to you, Vesper, you've done an exceptional job at not fucking things up, right? Now,
I'm blushing.
I have one last question, one last favor, actually. Please don't fuck up this job and bring the card safe to Harm and take care of, well, these other three. You can just see in his look that he's not too keen on working with the three others, but you know Wicker, and Vesper has been working a tiny bit with him. This could definitely be your entry key to the higher ranks of the carrion birds. So maybe one last job for Vesper, and that's it.
He really hopes so. So he looks briefly across the other trio and turns to Wicker. They're proof, right? We can at least moderately trust this one, yes?
Yes.
It's acceptable.
I definitely do not trust you.
Well, I think this is some sort of business relationship, right? We need to trust each other, Wicker says. But I'm pretty sure with this straightforward task, it's pretty easy. You'll be done in no time. Just do me a favor and don't lose the corpse on the way.
I would be very happy to get out of here as soon as possible.
There will be a few patrols, maybe one or two judges only, but I think you can shake them off easily, right? He looks at Etta.
Yeah, I will make sure that we are getting out of the city.
Okay.
Aren't you excited, brother?
Well, I'm certainly disgusted for now, but yes.
Well, perfect. I think we'll be done in no time. So let's get going. I will just give me a few seconds. I will hang in the donkey to the cart, get a little bit familiar with the animal. We got her last week. The former one got confiscated by the judges. Unfortunately, there was some sort of drug bust, and one of our transport guys, you don't want to see his face now. So new donkey, new chance, right? Come on, let's get going. He stands up, gets to the gate, opens it up with a loud screeching noise. It's still dark in the street. You can see the first inhabitants moving in the far back, but you will need to get to the north gate as soon as possible and leave the city towards Harm. I have set up the Justicia map for you, so you can also get yourself a closer look where Harm actually is and how we can get there.
Sounds great.
Okay, so it's early in the morning still. You're pretty sure it's going to be a very hot day, and you will have to get on your way to the North Wall. Now, is there anything you would like to do before? You have a wagon with you, you have a donkey with you. You can still load, unload some stuff, even have a little look.
Yeah, I would like to put my hammer onto the cart because I'm not willing to carry it around with me by foot.
Okay, so you place the hammer on the back of the cart, right next to the corp. I have to add that the corp is covered by a tarp. It's also wrapped into clothing. At first glance, people won't recognize it. Probably if someone really is nosy and tries to lift up the tarp, they might find out that there is a corpse. But apart from that, it's pretty safe.
Well, let's make sure nobody raises it up.
This is gonna be fun.
That it is.
Wicker just waves at you and
I'm not touching the donkey, though.
He adds one last word to Vesper. Now, listen up, boy. There's one thing I need to add. The contact person, Elrich, will need a code word. So you will know which one it is. You will definitely find out. You just need to memorize Hawk, Sparrow, and Nightingale. All right?
All birds. Okay.
It's not all birds. Hawk, Sparrow, and Nightingale.
Two out of three are birds, though.
Okay, here we go. So, as you're moving towards the northern wall and the exit to the funnel road, you find out pretty quickly that there are definitely some other people on their way out and inside the city. There is a very long queue in front of the gates. You can see that the queue at the very end, just little specks in the distance, it splits up into an incoming and outgoing queue. And there seem to be inspections at the gate. You guess that it's going to take at least half an hour now waiting in line for you. And you can see in the distance that there are quite some judges in Spitalion, especially checking up the incoming wagons and goods.
Well, now I'm both excited and worried.
You should definitely be worried. As the time passed by and you spend about half an hour in line, you can really feel the rush of the summer heat. The early morning sun has definitely started heating up the air. You can feel that the sweat is pouring.
Is the corpse letting off?
The corpse is neutral right now. You don't smell anything. You could assume that it's been cool, but on the other hand, you haven't seen the corpse. You can't tell in which state of decomposition it was. You can just tell that he's definitely dead and lying in the cart. You get closer and maybe give me a little roll on perception, please.
I am removing my penalty for the encumbrance because I put down my hammer, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Did we all get two successes? What?
I have four successes, two triggers.
Except for Mika Stukov, who is totally blind.
Botch.
Yeah.
It's a botch. The eyes popping out of the sockets.
I can't see, brother.
Well, I'm not an oculist.
As well, Vesper and Mika and Kiefer can see the single battalion in the distance checking the outgoing line. It seems like they're going through some sort of routine. The Femulancer is quite bored to some degree. And you two can also give me a roll on legends, please.
Sure.
We all roll?
Yes.
Well, I sure do know a legend or two.
Yeah.
Well,
Kiefer knows his stuff.
Kiefer knows his stuff. And Kiefer definitely knows with five successes and two triggers. Well, I'm impressed out of six rolls.
Best roll I've had in years.
Kiefer is the first one to recognize the Spitalian. It's only an orderly, and you can definitely tell that this Spitalian is just, pretty new to this, has no authority in the game, and is probably also easy to distract from the card. Just answer the questions, pretty simple, straightforward, and there's no harm from this rank and character.
Well, that's excellent. Here, I relay to the rest of the group my opinions that the man ahead of us is not a high-ranking Spitalian. He won't make trouble. I'll talk to him.
Make sure he doesn't peek inside the cart.
You go, big brother.
The only thing he's going to be picking is his nose.
Just let me know if you need some help.
I will.
Okay, now, maybe also for the listeners, is it Kiefer who's going to talk to the Spitalian?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. You...
The most exciting part of the day.
Oh, there will be some more exciting parts. Rest assured. Oh,
I'm convinced.
Destination. The group is instantly halted, being the next one in line. The quite bored Spitalian looks at Kiefer, also recognizes the pin on your jacket. Oh, I've seen you've been working for us a little bit.
I try to help as much as I can. have to clean out the dirt.
Okay, I see. He inspects the cart. Looks a little bit suspicious. All right, what's your cargo?
Just some medical equipment.
Medical equipment? To leave Justitian?
Well, I'm going out of town to try to see who I can help outside.
Okay, so where are you going to exactly? Any providers specifically?
We'll see what we pick up on the road.
Ah, okay, so you're just in general service looking out for the people on the streets.
Yeah.
On the funnel road.
I've been staying in Justitian for a bit too long. Need to breathe breath of fresh air.
Okay, so standard medical setup, band-aids.
Yeah. The usual.
Okay, I see. He has a quick walk around the cart, but doesn't seem to really notice it. He just looks at his little board and puts one or two crosses with his pen. Okay, just one last question.
Busy day, eh?
Yeah, busy day. I really don't have time. So did you pack your cargo yourself or did anyone else do it for you?
Well, I packed all that I could and the rest is just the cart.
Okay. Really glad that people are looking out for other people on the street. Now, today's going to be definitely a hot day on Fun Road, so don't forget to bring your water.
Of course, of course. Thank you.
Okay, off you go. Next one, destination. So
I breathe a very big sigh of relief.
You breathe a very big sigh of relief, but definitely bringing medical equipment out of the city.
Yes, yes. Bandages.
I place my hand on my brother's back and I say, "Whoa, you really shined out there."
Well, did the best I could. Glad he bought it.
Etta is nodding a little bit in the direction of him.
We are past the gate. Vesper is to Kiefer and said, "That was a close one."
My backup plan was just to compliment his equipment.
Sure.
I think for an orderly like this, the best compliment or a best gift would be to just leave as fast as possible to give him a just relaxing job. So he didn't give him a hard time and he just let you pass. You see the enormous north wall in front of you, especially the north gate. And as you enter the shadow, you definitely feel refreshed instantly. You can feel the cool breeze coming in. And you're wondering how many tons of concrete were actually used to build this Moloch of a wall. You pass by, you can see that the other carts and people who are pouring in into the city are not as lucky as you've been. You can see that there is quite an amount of Spitalians also doing some spore infestation and drug checkups on the incoming providers and knackers. You can also see that there are some judges closely monitoring the faces of the incoming people. So as for now, you are on the lucky side and you're off to the funnel road.
Well, let's hope we stay that way. The rest of them don't have corpse-shaped medical equipment, so...
Now, you're on your way to funnel road. Fun Road itself is basically a large supply vein connecting the northern providers to the city. You can see that the open fields extend in the distance. You can also see the small farms and the small turfs of earth that are turned into crop fields. People really try to use every inch of soil they get to turn it into any harvestable crop. The Funnel Road is the largest one. You can for now see that there are hundreds of people accumulating in front of the gates trying to get past and bring their goods into the city. But you are on a different way. You are on your way out of the city. And as you made it past the gates, you realize that the summer heat is slowly rising up and the first drops of sweat are pouring from your forehead.
I'm pulling my head a little bit deeper into my face.
Okay, so Etta herself is in full judge's mount, right?
Like yes.
Clothes, shades, okay.
Yeah.
Good. So you are on your way to Harn. You're on the funnel road, see the various providers in the distance, and as you make your way, you also need to keep a close look at the time, and the sun is your actual best indicator to tell you how far you are and how quick you should actually hurry.
Go, donkey, go!
Now, in the distance, as you leave towards Harm, it's about 1 hour past. You're not feeling exceptionally hungry or thirsty, but it seems like you can see some place where food is prepared. You can smell the delicious smell of roasted chestnut from the distance. It's a small, inviting place. It has a little shield on the outside. This shield has some kind of childish and sweet drawing of a bird on it. And at the counter where the food is served, you can see a single patron sitting there minding his own business.
Well,
are you in for a little bite? Did you bring some food?
Wow, I am quite hungry. Yeah.
Well, I think we should get the show on the road as quick as possible. He did tell us to do it before sundown, so...
Oh, come on. Besper, aren't you hungry?
Well, we didn't break any supplies, did we? Anyone want something?
It is a small open cafe, so it seems like they also be serving something else next. Apart from the chestnuts, they also have fresh water. Also a small watering pool for your donkey, and also some shade in the summer heat. You can see that now that the sun is slowly climbing up, that having maybe a little 5 minute break wouldn't be that bad.
Come on, Etta.
Yeah, I would like something to drink and something to eat. I'm starving, actually. And the donkey could use some water, too.
That's the spirit. Come on.
All right. Let's not take too long, though.
Don't worry, brother.
No, just 5 minutes. Come on. Can't be too bad.
Okay, then.
This would be useful to talk to the vendor anyway. So, I'm coming. If you don't want Mr. Stukov, then sit by the car.
And so I will.
Medical supplies. Smirk.
Very auspiciously shaped medical supplies.
Yeah, well, take care of the donkey then.
Okay, so the little group has been already watched. You can see that some young provider, like the only patron at the place, has turned around on his stool, giving you a little look, monitoring how you've been arguing. He waves at you and... Well, seems like he's inviting you to join him.
Ah, so he's no longer minding his own business.
No. He must have realized that people were kind of talking, arguing in front of this little cafe.
Good day to you, hardworking man. What's the news from the funnel road?
Good day. What's the news from the funnel road? Well, I don't have many news. As you can see, I'm just taking a little break. My feet definitely hurt. I've been walking for like 3-4 hours now. So yeah, just a handful of chestnuts is nice for me and enough. Where are you heading to? And what's that judge doing here?
Escorting our little cart. I believe we're going to some remote farm along the funnel road. Don't know the place well, so I was wondering.
I'm just here making sure that these fellas get along safely the funnel road.
Remote farm? Well, what kind of business are you in? What are you selling?
Well, just delivering stuff from the great city. Nothing important, some sort of manure.
Nothing important, but having a judge with you. Okay, that's impressive.
I think you are asking way too many questions.
Oh, no, no. No, don't mind Tommaso. I'm just here to sell my stuff. You're not interested in any artisan hand-carved wooden figures, wouldn't you?
Not really, but...
The uptown folks love them. He points to a small cart next to a cafe. Look, I have horses, I have pigs, maybe goats, maybe little toys for your kids.
I would like to roll on perception and use my danger sense potential, if possible.
You can, yes.
Okay, that's 2 successes.
Okay, he seems like a regular provider. Tommaso looks pretty young to you. You would guess he's about 24 to 26 years. And he doesn't seem to really stop talking about his hand-carved wooden figures and how the people in Uptown love them. He seems also pretty proud. He tells you about his wife Tessa, who's the real fighter. Like, he's a weakling compared to her. She is the love of his life, and they seem to have recently married and are out to start making kids soon. And well, he's kind of nosy. Like, can I have a look at your goods, maybe? Or not? Are you sure you don't want any wooden figures?
No, you cannot have a look at the goods. I'm here to protect them, and they are already sold, so it's just a delivery.
What a shame. Well, okay, better luck next time. I'll be heading to the city anyway. So Tommaso stands up and just hands over a few drafts to the barman, who's been just watching you silently. You just realize that he's been there. He's just becoming, it seems like this expression on his face is becoming more and more upset. You haven't ordered anything yet, so maybe you would like to appease him with...
Yeah, I would like to approach him.
Okay, finally. Now, what can I bring you?
Yeah, I would need at least some water for the day. And what are you cooking?
Cooking here? Well, I could make you a little bacon, but mainly chestnuts here from the last delivery. They're pretty good. Want to try one?
Yeah, I will. What do they cost? What I have to pay for water for the day and one portion of chestnuts?
Water would be like 5 drafts and chestnuts also 5. It's a good price.
Come on, I'm a city judge. I'm in service. Can you make a good price for me? Come on.
Well, the judges should know how hardworking we are out there. And also, you definitely look like a city judge who doesn't know how hard life is out here.
Yeah, I'm basically one of you. I'm not wealthy or something. Like, I have to earn my money too. Come on.
Well, he looks at you. I don't know. How would you describe your clothes? Worn down?
Not really worn. Yeah, maybe a little bit worn down from the service outside.
Okay, my last prize would be 4 drafts. But just because you're such a pretty lady.
I agree on it.
Hey, what about me?
He just turns his head to you and says, 5 drafts. No bargaining. Okay?
Yeah, I will agree with him on the price and pay him the draft.
Awesome. Best prices, best chestnuts here at the Sparrow. So remember the name and come back, would you?
Yeah, I will.
Now, Tommaso has been watching this from a little distance. He has prepared his cart and is leaving towards the system.
Would run up to Tommaso after when the other others are buying.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you mentioned you sell some handcraft. Yeah,
definitely. Best in Uptown.
You know, I've got some friends at the forecourt and the city. I could point you to a few good stalls where you could sell them with ease. You know, for
really?
Vesper looks at his own cart. Okay. If you forget about this little cart, our cargo, all this not really important stuff. Deal?
You can see that... Tommaso's eyes get smaller. He's looking over his shoulder. You feel like this is a little bit too suspicious for comfort. He hesitates and answers, well, okay, if you say so. Sure, if you can help me get some connections, of course I can act as if nothing happened. I've never seen this card. I've never seen those people, right?
You're a fine man.
If you're that kind of group, then you should definitely watch out. I've seen a drone over the farm, and I'm pretty sure there are some observers on the street monitoring the influx. So keep your eyes peeled, please.
Chronicler junk outside of the city? Wow. Thanks.
Yes, happens on a regular base. Tommaso is still suspicious and turns around a few times on his way out to the city. You are alone. At the little cafe.
So Vesper would, using his 2 points of network, he would surely point him to some actually useful places.
Yes, you are using your network and just very straightforward information that you can hand him. He's grateful. It's not a easy business, especially finding the clients and finding the place to sell. So he's happy and leaves.
So Vesper comes back to the stall.
Absolutely not suspicious.
Yes, so Vesper, what do you do?
I just make sure our provider there got... will sell his stuff quick. And apparently the masked faces sent one of our strange devices around here looking for something. We need to be extra careful.
Oh. Okay. Tech freaks here? That's strange.
Yes. It's not like they could find some artifacts here in the rubble.
You know, it's better to avoid them. Hate those freaks.
Yeah, that's where we agree. Everyone ready?
Never you say so.
It seems like everyone's ready to go, right?
Did I get some water and the chestnut? Can I?
Yes, you did. You did. Okay, you got it for 4 drafts each. So yeah. You can deduce them from your current drafts.
Yeah.
Vesper would also buy some chestnuts and water for himself and for the donkey.
Okay. That would be also 5 drafts each.
All right.
Mika too. I mean, I will follow Vesper.
Well, suddenly everyone is craving chestnuts, I see.
Wherever I can to score some points with a carrion bird, I will do so.
Even if it means eating tons of chestnuts.
Even if it means eating an insane amount of chestnuts.
Okay, remember that. And by the group restocking and heading towards the destination of Harm, I think that would be the break and the end of our session here. I would say thank you for tuning in, and we see you in the next episode of Harm's Way.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.